Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about, just the two of us. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and share some ideas that are on my mind, and today I want to talk about business plans. Do you have one? Do you have a business plan? It's in your head? Well, how's that working out for you? Well, if you don't know how to get one started, I'd like for you to consider a conversation. If you don't have a business plan, and it's because you don't quite know how to get started, are you intimidated? Maybe you've never seen one before. You've never seen a business plan before. You don't know what one really looks like. You've heard about it. You've heard me talk about it. You've heard me and Tim Berry talk about it and others on the show, and you're saying, okay, well, what does one look like? Why do I need one? How do I start? I don't have that many words, that many numbers. You know, I don't know how to do all that. Well, consider this conversation that I'm going to quote here in just a minute. This conversation happens every day, many times, between a business owner just like you and the people they meet. So here's a friend. Hi, Joe. Heard you started a business. What are you doing? Here's the owner. Oh, hi, Sue. Yeah, John and I are selling square widgets to round widget distributors. And the friend says, what? How are you doing that? Meaning, how are you selling square widgets to round widget distributors? And the owner says, we discovered that no one has thought to offer square widgets to these guys. Our research shows that round widget companies not only need square widgets sometimes, but they'll pay a premium for them. And the friend says, I thought you couldn't get new square widgets anymore. And the owner says, well, we discovered that round widget companies don't need new square widgets, so we're buying seconds, cleaning them up, repackaging them, and delivering them to those customers. The friend says, sounds like you found a niche. How many can you sell in a year? And the owner says, we've identified the need for 15,000 this year, and with the trend in the market, we think we can double that within 3 years. Gotta go. See you later. So that was a little conversation there that between just two people. That whole conversation probably took, what, a minute, 45 seconds to a minute, minute 15, something like that. But look what happened in that little bit of time. Without realizing it, Joe, the owner, essentially said his business plan to Sue. He said his business plan to Sue. In just a minute or so, he identified the business, the management team, right, him and his partner John, the industry, the widget industry, the market opportunity, you heard all that, the customer profile, the round widget owners, right? The vendor profile, where they're going to get their square widgets from, the pricing strategy, the market research results, and finally, their growth plans. All of that was in that little bitty conversation. All that's left is to add a few other elements, like just write a little narrative around all of that. Take every one of those little points, write a paragraph or two around them, do some research to justify it, to justify the point, and then project the numbers. Take those 15,000 and build the financials around it. Since you're probably having a similar conversation every day yourself, that means you're saying your business plan, probably without realizing it every day. But is that a useful form? Can you Can you really be productive? Can you really be? Can you really manage your business with a plan like that? There are a bazillion reasons to put your plan on paper, but we only have I only have time now to talk about three. Here are three good reasons why you should have a business plan on paper. If you have a business plan and you show it to your banker, I promise you, your banker will be impressed, and they will come a lot closer to making a loan for you. If you are not quite bankable, and a lot of small businesses aren't, especially, it's not that you got anything happened to you. It's just that the regulations got tougher. You might overnight you could have become unbankable just because of the regulations, and you didn't do anything different. But regardless, if you can show a bank that you've thought about your business enough to put together a document, it doesn't have to be 29 pages. It could be a handful of pages. But you put together a document that explains the things that I mentioned in the conversation that was had a minute ago. Then if your banker is trying to look for a reason to make you the loan, they'll take that business plan will work, especially if it includes the financials, and especially if those financials include a cash flow projection that shows how you're going to pay them back. And with your ending cash, your beginning and ending cash on the top and bottom to help them out. And also you use it to attract investors if you want to bring in investors. And you'll do a business plan because it's an essential management tool. So now that I've convinced you how important this management tool is, when you do yours, don't make these mistakes. Here's some business planning mistakes. Don't wait until you need a business plan to start one. Don't wait until you have time. Don't make it harder than it has to be. That's the whole point of this conversation right now, is don't make this harder than it has to be. The words of a conversation like the ones above are the seeds from which you grow your business plan. What I just told you, those words, those are the conversation you just heard me say. Those are the seeds of your business plan. So just start writing what you already know, just like Joe said it. A written business plan will help you achieve new levels of management professionalism and success. And I'm going to give you a website. Here's a good place to start to see a bazillion sample plans, and nobody's going to try to sell you anything when you get there. Go to bplans.com, BPLANS.com. I've been telling you about that website for 18 and a half years. Please use it. Tim Berry created that website. You'll see a lot of great business plans there that will help you get started. Folks, you already know your business plan. You say it every day. Now write it down. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. New York's fine, but it
ain't so. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.